Hello, my name is Ashley Lowe.
And my name is Kara Fisher, and welcome to the first episode of History Weekly.
Today's episode focus question is, what impact did Marie Antoinette have on the French Revolution, and what were the events leading up to her death? The reason we chose this question for today's episode is that the book, Tale of Two Cities, takes place during the French Revolution, and by using this information, students can understand the book a little bit better.
But before we begin talking about Marie Antoinette, we are going over where exactly the idea of the French Revolution starts.
Okay, fast forward to the start of the French Revolution. It was 1789 and the members of the royal family, Queen Marie Antoinette, King Louis XVI, Louis Joseph Dauphine, Sophie Helene Beatrix, Louis XVII, and Marie Therese were slowly gaining hatred from the people of France.
The French Revolution was caused because the French civilians, which were mostly lower-income citizens, didn't see eye-to-eye with the monarchy on their reforms. They wanted to tax the higher classes to stop the budget deficit.
For clarification, the budget deficit is where the French did not have enough money. The French revolutionaries wanted to tax the rich in order to stop the budget deficit.
Well, now that that's cleared up, let's briefly talk about Marie Antoinette's early life. She was born into a somewhat royal family in Austria with 11 other siblings. She was also forced to marry the King of France, Louis XVI.
So, why was she forced to marry King Louis XVI?
Well, it was an arranged marriage. Marie's parents made her do it so they could strengthen the Austrian and French alliances.
Okay, now on to the beginning of Marie's untimely end, the Diamond Necklace Affair.
The Diamond Necklace Affair was a scandal that involves, to put it short, a queen, a necklace, and a con artist named Countess de Lamotte.
You might be wondering who Countess de Lamotte is. She was another royal family descent. Lamotte spread rumors and convinced others of her lies about the royal family, as well as anything remotely related to the necklace.
At first, Lamotte intended for it to be a joke and didn't mean for it to get as big as it did. But as soon as the false words about Marie Antoinette came out of her mouth, the rumors quickly blew up. Lamotte made a plan to obtain the necklace for herself, making it seem as if the queen was spending large sums of money on extravagant jewelry. After multiple failed attempts to sell the necklace to the royal family, Lamotte decided to take control.
She took a well-thought-out plan and put it into action. This was Lamotte's chance to gain a large sum of money while it made the royal family seem awful. The diamond necklace was just one of the costly goods making the royal family, especially Marie Antoinette, seem like they were buying numerous amounts of highly priced jewelry and overall betraying their country.
This act, begin quote, discredited the monarchy and encouraged the nobles to vigorously oppose all the financial reforms advocated by the king's ministries, end quote. This was stated by Michael Ray, associate editor of Britannica. The affair led to even more backlash on the royal family. This was a possible reason for the breaking point of the French people.
After the whole diamond necklace affair, the French people no longer liked the royals.
The whole royal family was quickly thrown into jail, and a few months later, the impeached king, Louis XVI, was put on trial and was quickly found guilty.
Louis XVI was convicted and condemned to death by a vote. He was killed on January 21st, 1793, by guillotine.
Well, that's a word that you can add to your vocabulary. It's guillotine, meaning a machine used to carry out executions by beheading.
Anyway, 9 months after the death of Louis XVI, Marie Antoinette had to face a public prosecutor named Anton Quentin Fouquier Tinville. She was accused of immorality and treason. Marie was convicted and executed on October 16th, 1793, by guillotine as well.
Marie Antoinette was the last queen of France. The monarchy was abolished shortly after her death when the French Revolution came to a close. After listening to this podcast, students should be able to make the connection that Marie Antoinette and the French Revolution paved the way for modern politics and government.
Thank you for listening to News Weekly. We hope you enjoyed learning about Marie Antoinette and the French Revolution.
We hope you tune in next week for more podcast learning.
Thank you and goodbye.